Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and today we're talking Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. So sit down, buckle up. It's gonna get messy here. So yes, folks, it is here. Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda has arrived, and have I beat it? Hell no. Even though I have read online that people have already beat it, which, why? I mean, come on, there's so much to see and do and explore and, you know, all the fun stuff. You're just kind of skipping it all, but either way, I digress. So this is kind of like my first impressions kind of review because, you know, I've had it for, you know, 5 days now. Was it 5 days? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Yeah, 5 days now. And I've had probably a good 10, 12 hours to play it. And it's good. I mean, I gotta say that for being a sequel that's, you know, 6 years after the original, granted, I'm pretty sure things shut down during the whole pandemic thing. But this feels like so far is worth the wait. Because, of course, big thing for me is the controls are the same. The combat style is pretty much the same too, but it's enhanced. And what I mean by that is that the combat and controls are really, you know, like I said, they're the same, but they're not. Because now you can actually fuse and make weapons and make really anything you want. I'm seeing some really insane things being built, you know, online. Like, I'm checking Reddit, who has the Tears of the Kingdom page on there, and it's just like, holy crap, who, like, you gotta use your imagination for this game. Because before, it was just kind of a, you know, combat, you had to get a little creative with the shrines, but with this, it's basically like an open world, open creation kind of feel. And yeah, it's just, it's a good game so far. And honestly, it starts off super dark, and that's kind of one thing that kind of, you know, kind of surprised me in the beginning. Because, you know, the game starts off with, you know, it's like, I think a couple years in the future after, you know, Breath of the Wild, and you and Zelda are kind of exploring the caverns below the, you know, the castle, and you come across something very horrible, and horrible things happen, and people cry, and people die, and, you know, there's more crying, a lot more. And but when you reawake yet again, I mean, things have changed, and it changes to the point where there are now three different, I don't even want to say areas or levels. There's three different places you need to explore. You know, all three of them being very expansive. I mean, you have, you know, the structures in the sky. You have Hyrule itself, and you have basically the chasms. And I just got into the chasms, and man, did it mess me up quick. I am way underpowered for that kind of crap right now, so I immediately got my butt out of there, thankfully. But I'm still getting the hang of things on this game. I'm still kind of learning, you know, how to fuse things together, how to use the recall. I think I'm using the Ascend probably the most, because it's just fun. I mean, who doesn't want to, like, just teleport through solid matter and be right above it? Wouldn't that be awesome in real life? But anywho, it's a video game. A fun video game. And it, to me, is definitely worth the money. Right now, I'm seeing prices on it go between the $50, $60, and $70 range, depending on where you're getting it from, who has coupons, rebates, on sale, and whatnot. I grabbed mine. I did not pay full price for it, so thank you, Costco. But really, this is something that if you're a Nintendo fan, if you're a Legend of Zelda fan, this game is a must, I believe. Is it going to take forever to beat? Oh, hell yeah. It's going to take a while. Because, of course, there's, you know, save Hyrule from, you know, itself yet again. But there's the side missions, the side quests, the upgrades, just all the random stuff you can do now as well. I mean, you're Link, but you're Link with almost like godlike powers now. Can you die? Oh yeah, I've died quite a few times so far. But, you know, the things you can create, the things you can do are just on its own level now. And I don't think it's to the point where I can't go back to the Breath of the Wild, but there are things in this game that really make me want to almost be like, hey, Nintendo, can you kind of like port backwards on this for these certain things? Like, okay, the biggest thing I noticed right away so far is, well, again, in the game, cooking is huge. You can create your own meals, depending on what you cook together. You can turn it into either food or elixirs, and different potencies and different abilities like cold resistance, heat resistance, or extra stamina. But in this, you actually have things you can do where you can get Zonai tools. Zonai is kind of like the new cool people in this, and have your own cooking pot, you know, on the go. But like I said, the biggest thing on this was not just that, but after you make something, it gets added to a recipe book. And for me, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, holy yes, all right. And, you know, and it shows you what ingredients you need, what it'll give you. So if you come across like that really bitchin' recipe that's going to make you, you know, immortal, go to town and make as many as you want because you've got the recipe now. And that was one thing I was missing for Breath of the Wild, because you kind of almost had to write down what you're cooking with. But now it's just like, hey, you made this before. Want to do it again? I'm like, So, really love that part about the game. Fusing weapons together with other things is awesome as well. I mean, I love making my own bomb arrows. I don't know why it's so much fun, but it just is. And yeah, it's a whole new game. I mean, yes, we're back in Hyrule. Not the same map as Breath of the Wild, but I can see similarities. And just a whole lot of fun awaits you. So if you're a Legend of Zelda fan, if you love Breath of the Wild as much as I did, get the game. It's worth the money. It's worth your time. And you're just going to have a real good time with it. I guarantee. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We are on Instagram at Nerd1Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And on the Podpage website, you can find links to all our episodes and also to our merch. Our merch has gotten a revamp. We are launching more beyond just the Nerd One branded shirts. We're actually doing some fun stuff now. So folks, until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, but have a great day out there. Bye for now.